Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Well, the breakfast huddle is with Timothy Goh today, sitting in for all three of them. You get three in one in me. Well, across markets, government measures have helped stave off business cash flow issues, but support, of course, as I know very well, won't last forever, especially as different markets begin to watch their sovereign debt rise. The other side to this is whether customer demand and revenues will return simply because economies are beginning to emerge from a lockdown. Now, these are questions that are largely outside of SMEs' control. And what is more in SMEs' control, of course, is our approach to operational discipline so that, well, our cash flow stretches even further. So what are the practical steps that SMEs can take as we enter this next precariously balanced phase of economic opening? Joining me on the line right now is Mr. David Koh. He is Head of Liquidity and Cash Management at HSBC Singapore. Good morning to you, David.
Hi, Tim. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing good and hope you are too. Well, let's first take a look at the overall impact of COVID-19 for SMEs in Singapore. What are the trends that you're seeing?
It's been a rough ride so far. I think a lot of SMEs that deal locally, certainly in the retail and F&B space in particular, have been hardest hit. The ones that are trading, sometimes logistics have been tricky. So it's been rough. But, you know, we've seen some bright spots in certain sectors. It's not all doom and gloom, but it really comes down to each SME to adapt their business to get through this as best they can.
So apart from this, what other challenges are you expecting from the SMEs as the economy starts to open up now?
Well, that's a really good question. It really depends on how well the community continues to pull together and stop the any potential spreads. Mm-hmm. We've seen in different countries how, you know, a second wave or third wave can disrupt. So the key really is, you know, are they aware of how they can adapt their business and make sure it stays safe to give people the confidence to come out?
Right.
You know, especially again, like I said, come back to the local businesses, things that bring velocity of money back to our economy.
But with COVID-19 being such a different disruptor in many ways, how will an SME know what to do to survive it?
Gosh, well, there are two aspects to this, right? And both, I think, a lot of companies here have gotten an amazing support from the government. Mm-hmm. One, to keep the premises clean and accessible. I think that's actually critical, right? But the other thing is, you know, the ability to adapt your business into online, digital. I think certainly from a banking perspective, what, you know, banks have been trying to help with companies is to really understand their cash flow. I think in certain respects, a lot of SMEs don't do cash flow forecasting as well as they should and really find ways to automate their processes. What we find is, you know, some SMEs tend to stay with paper. And if they don't go digital, and really actually in all fronts, right, the way they conduct their business, making their products available, you know, be for ordering, procurement, delivery, and then making sure their ability to pay and collect digital, I think that gives their customers a lot more, and suppliers, the value chain, a lot more confidence to deal with them.
All right, David, since you brought that up, I am an S in the SME part of a small business operator. So there are a lot of challenges in my food and beverage outlet. We saw a big surge in deliveries, which is digital, of course, which was great. But towards, well, a couple of weeks ago when the Wirecard news started to pop up, we have to stop taking credit card payments to protect ourselves. We didn't know what was happening, so we just decided to err on the side of caution and stop that. And of course, it did somehow affect the business in a way as well. So how would SMEs deal with something like this when you have another disruption over already a disrupted business environment that we have?
Well, I think the best thing I can say, there are many alternatives to Wirecard.
Which we did sign up for immediately after, but it still takes a week at least for us for another payment option to be implemented.
Oh, wow. Okay. It shouldn't take a week, actually. I mean,
I guess it was because many other operators are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, look, again, depends. Again, you know, Wirecard, if you're subscribing to Wirecard, I gather you're running a fairly local business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not an international thing. So look, move to PayNow. If you've got a bank account,
right.
Move all your clients to PayNow. That can be done in less than 24 hours.
So as you were mentioning, a catalyst like this forces a lot of small businesses to look into alternatives, which we are doing right now, which we wouldn't have if it wasn't for that kind of disruption. David, let's move on now. For the first time, of course, Singapore's history, there were four budget announcements today. How can a small business, as SME, leverage on these four budgets?
Yeah, from unity, resilience, solidarity to fortitude. You know, there's been a whole array of great schemes. I think, first and foremost, look at the calendar. And it comes back to what I was saying earlier about cash flow forecast. Do you know, as a business, what's available to you from 1 month to the next? Because if you then potentially understand, you know, from job support schemes to foreign levy, you know, foreign worker levy schemes, a lot of things from rental rebate, how would that impact your cost, right? Or actually help alleviate the cost pressures on your business? I think those things that you sort of get your head around, then basically, then you solve for your revenue. If you think there might be a cash crunch, right, because revenues are still not forthcoming, then the loans and the grants are available. Actually, I would suggest, you know, this is probably, you know, if you look for the silver linings, there's no better time to think about how to grow your business on a more digital platform. The amount of support businesses are getting from the government right now turn digital, and even to actually look for overseas markets. It might sound counterintuitive right now, we're looking for survival, but you know, but I would suggest if you think you've got a good business proposition and can go overseas, now's the time. You know, the sort of grants that the government's giving for people to look at different markets, and they give grants on a per country basis that's payable on a per month basis. You know, it's a great time. And from a people perspective as well, if business is slower than usual, take this time to take up the grants that are available under SkillsFuture to upskill your team. You know, the one I like, and personally, you know, just, you know, conversations with friends and you know, businesses, the traineeships that are available, again, you know, supported by the government, that the government can help pay for you to take on eligible workers. And there's so many people coming out of universities who are so adept at digital banking, digital capability from sales, collection, looking at new markets. You know, it's something to really consider for SMEs.
Right.
Because I don't think it's in any way punitive to a lot of businesses. If in the past businesses have been looking for ways to raise capital, you can look at this as quasi-capital to explore new markets.
I'm talking to David Ko, Head Liquidity and Cash Management at HSBC Singapore, about what SMEs can do to continue operating in the next phase of the economic reopening here in Singapore. David, one of the surprises that face many people is cash flow, of course, cash flow issues for SMEs. We heard about a lot of businesses having to close down because of this particular problem. Why is cash flow always an issue for small and medium enterprises?
Well, we've seen over time a lot of businesses that go bust. It's not for lack of profitability, but because of bad cash flow forecasting. It can even come when people overtrade. Right, they trade too aggressively beyond the cash capacity and the capital and run into trouble. I think the thing to really look out for, I think for SMEs, because they are vulnerable. The thing to really for them to understand beyond cash flow is the value chain. Where do they sit within the value chain? And they provide credit to customers. How are their customers doing?
Okay.
I think the probably some of the biggest blows to some SMEs we're seeing out there whilst they're still trading, companies that they've extended credit to, if they fail to pay, how does that impact their own cash flow? I think that's probably, you know, that sort of credit element around that. I think the more SMEs are aware of the whole entire value chain of their business and where they sit, it's going to be vitally important.
And can SMEs really, you think, stretch cash flow even further in this kind of operating environment that we have?
Well, that's where I think a lot of loans that the government's offering to support. You know, we know that the MAS has teamed up with Enterprise Singapore to provide largely guaranteed loans to SMEs. And some of these loans can go up to 5 years, and the interest rates are really, really low. So, you know, if there is really a major crunch in the cash and they just need that bridging loan, if you will, then it's something to seriously consider. As like over $4.5 billion of these loans, $4.5 billion of these loans have already been extended, and there's still capacity for MAS Enterprise Singapore in conjunction with the banks to extend more of these loans. So that's something to seriously consider if the cash crunch is extreme.
All right, David, keeping post-COVID-19 in mind now, let's look into the future. What are some of your practical advices for SMEs at this as we move after this COVID-19 period?
Digital, digital, digital. It really, it's all about, I can't stress that hard, long and hard enough, because if you're able to automate, right, a lot of things come together a lot easier. Your ability to collect money, right, which then, you know, it's like when you offer terms, when you're selling, right, and the ability to reconcile as quickly as possible. So from, you know, everything that touches your P&L, everything that touches your balance sheet, when you talk about, you know, having to carry inventory, you know, when do you replenish your inventory? How long will it take for the inventory to be replenished physically, right? A lot of other things. You know, I think a really good grasp of your business and where your business is at, and then digitalize everything. Because then a lot of these things, as you look at, you know, the calendar, it can really, you know, get down to a T. I know companies that know exactly how much cash they'll have, you know, from one day to the next, you know, 6 months ahead. And that's a very powerful tool and gives the company a lot of confidence to operate. Whether or not they're looking to expand into a new market, a new product, perhaps when things bounce back, you know, really strongly, you know, open a new shop even, you know. A lot of these things, if you don't know whether or not you have the cash capacity, it introduces uncertainty. But if you're able to digitalize, put everything on a calendar and map all this out, it could really be very, very powerful.
All right. So moving into digitalization, that's what we should be doing post-COVID-19. Thank you very much for joining me here, David. I'm talking to David Koh, Head of Liquidity and Cash Management at HSBC Singapore, here on your Breakfast Huddle.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.